Hello, this is Johnny Beaner. I am a hilarious comedian, and you are listening to Christopher Olsen's podcast, You Don't Say, coming to you live from the basement in Silence of the Lambs. It truly is the Breakfast of Champions.
And welcome back to another episode of the You Don't Say podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the likes, the tweets, the retweets, the loves, and heck, thank you for the unlikes. We don't care. Episode 99 of the podcast here. We're embarking on a huge number. We're getting close to triple digits. But this episode, I get to sit down with a good friend of mine. I started stand up with him. He'd started a little before me, but it's Sean Patrick Moore. He has recently headlined the Skyline Comedy Cafe. He has also done a number of different venues throughout the Midwest, and highly recommend you check him out. He is not only is a good guy, he's a great dad, and he's funny as hell. And my son, my producer, my co-producer, I believe. Is it co-producer? Is that your title? Or is it full producer?
Full producer.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. I guess I've been bumped, right? Yeah. But no, my son, my producer, Kyle.
Hello.
Yes, he's working with potentially what might be a podcast group at his school. So I think good things are going to come about that, right?
Yeah,
I think it would be good. Yeah, what do you think you're going to podcast about, though? Just like memes and video games?
Mainly like stuff that goes around, stuff that happens around like school, like maybe like wins with like sports and that stuff. And
that'd then, be cool. Yeah. Because it's kind of in its infancy. You're not really sure, but
we're planning on it.
Yeah, he's looking to start a podcast club with a couple of different friends, which is kind of neat. So, but you got to meet Sean. Yeah. Who I've known for years, so you get to meet Sean. He seems like a reputable dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he came over, the shirt he wore, you liked that a lot?
Yeah, Bob Ross shirt, that's pretty cool.
Bob Ross shirt, yeah. Yeah, he was painting little happy trees.
Yeah.
So if you go in like this and you talk real close, you can talk like it's NPR and say, oh, goodness, hey, it's time to look for happy trees. Let's paint a little happy tree.
Yeah, speaking of Bob Ross, one of my teachers at my school, his name's Mr. Ross. I'm pretty sure his real name is actually Bob Ross.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Does he paint?
No, he's a geography teacher.
Geography guy.
Yeah.
Well, he knows landscape then. I'll bet he is. If his name's Robert. Then it is Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that he was a tree doctor.
A tree doctor, really? Yeah. So he likes he fixes arbor.
I guess like I heard that like if like a tree looked like it was dying, it would like take it out of the ground and then bring it to somewhere else and then make it a little bit better, and then put it back.
Okay, so replanting trees.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, should we let the listeners listen to my conversation with the great Sean Patrick Moore?
I guess so.
All right. Well, you've heard it from the best, my producer. Now apparently, because I've been bumped, Kyle Olsen taking over the helm of this. But please enjoy my conversation with Sean Patrick Moore. Enjoy. Which is said to be coming, actually, maybe even just this next week. I'm not looking forward to that, because that's
I'm cool with it.
I replaced that, when was it? 2 years ago? I mean, it's done well, but they normally don't have a working life much past 18 months. So if it's cranking hard, as it is. And I've asked, like, what's the fucking story? Like, why does that keep running? And my neighbors have said, no, ours maybe runs once or twice a day. And the guy who installed it said, normally it's just bad luck, just based on the foundation of the house, what's underneath. I'm like, oh, well, fuck, that sucks. So,
yeah.
All right.
You could reseal your basement.
Yeah, I have thought of that. Yeah.
Well, it's expensive and takes a long time, but
yeah. I don't.
It's a lot of work.
I don't have time and I don't have the money or the patience. So.
Or the work ethic.
Yeah. If you do it yourself, I have zero work ethic to do anything myself.
So I just, yeah. Like, I know, like, my dad used to make me work and shit all the time. And like, he was a contractor and we renovated houses and did concrete and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And, like, if I had to fix a house, I could.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not gonna. Like, at all.
Well, at least you're honest about it, I guess that's. But your dad wasn't.
Were both your parents in the military?
Yeah, both of them were Marines. They met in Okinawa, Japan.
No shit. Yeah. I think this is all kicking memory into me that I remember having this conversation with you. But so they were both enlisted, what have you, at the time. Both Marines.
Yeah, they both. My dad went into the Marine Corps because some fucking, like, he was either going to go to jail or he had to enlist in the military, so he enlisted in the military.
No shit.
And my mom had dropped out of art college because she couldn't afford it anymore, so she joined the military.
Okay.
So it was a happenstance, and they ended up in Okinawa at the same time.
Yeah.
And my dad was in an arm wrestling tournament, and he took second place, and the first place guy was married, so my mom went after my dad.
Yeah. So second place gets the broad.
That's,
yeah. That's amazing. And this was in Okinawa?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, was it another American that won? Was it just a military thing?
Another Marine. It was just a Marine Corps. Oh, just a Marine competition. Thing. Yeah.
I'll be. Oh shit! So both your parents kind of had like, well, they had like a get in or. You got trouble. You got trouble a brew. So,
well,
I guess more so on your dad's side, apparently. But.
Yeah, yeah. My mom went to college on a scholarship, and like she had a purple mohawk, and she was really into that kind of scene.
Sure,
with
yeah.
The art and the whatnot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then she went into the military and had kids, and really got into Jesus after that.
Okay. So that's a 180.
Yeah, that's where she is now. Like she said, she always loved Jesus, but I mean, purple mohawk is not like
you don't see a transition from purple mohawk to Jesus. Unless...
I have been to a lot of churches, and I've never seen a woman with a purple mohawk in any church ever.
I think I'm with you. Yeah,
I've seen a lot of those too. They're usually in a bar.
Yeah, not at a church. Right. I'll be there. So. Is it your mom? Is it your mother then that's from Wisconsin?
Yeah, yeah.
Your dad is from New York State.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was born in New York at a very young age. It was...
Usually that happens anyway, yeah. But...
I was Medina, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really remember it.
Sure, yeah. When did you hit Wisconsin then? Was that...
I was three or four. I don't know. I was a kid. I remember the move. It was just me, my sister, and my mom.
Okay.
On a let's get the fuck away from him journey.
Journey. I like how you said journey.
My dad came later.
Oh, okay. Then,
like I have very limited memories of living in New York, but they're interesting.
Okay. Well, that's good. You do go back from time to time, you've said, right?
Yeah, I usually go back once a year or so.
That's cool.
I brought my son there for a family reunion this last year. That was pretty neato.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Shit. Huh. Do you, so that Medina, New York, like what is that close to? Is that like Buffalo, Syracuse?
It's closer to Buffalo. It's between Buffalo and Rochester.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like... I guess the closest city would be Brockport.
Okay. I have not heard of that. But
they have this thing called a garbage plate. And It's just a bunch of shit that they put on a plate and melt cheese over it and shit. It's just...
Oh, okay.
And they're like, you got to try a garbage plate. No, I don't.
I don't have to. No. Are there any? Are there specific main ingredients, or is it just a bunch of shit?
I don't know. I didn't inspect it. Like I didn't go to a bunch of places. Let me try your garbage plate, and let me try your garbage plate. It was just like they handed me one, and I was like, "This is like a bunch of people were going off about this thing.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is a plate. This is a garbage plate. This is a plate
That's
of garbage.
What it is, yeah.
Buffalo, like all over Western New York, it's wings and pizza.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome. Awesome pizza, awesome wings. And just they just sell it out of gas stations, like fucking nice homemade fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go to a bar in Brockport and they give you a plate of garbage.
With some cheese on it. Seeing you're going to like it. No, trust us. You're going to like this big plate of shit.
And the big food manufacturer out there for cheese and shit like that is called Hell of a Good.
I've heard of that, yeah, yeah.
It's not that good.
It's not that good, though.
Like, if my New York family listens to this, they're going to be like, fuck that guy.
Fuck them and their cheese.
Which kind of happened. Like, I got drunk as shit at the family reunion, right?
Okay.
And I was wearing shorts, and I decided it was a good time to show my family that I could do stand-up comedy.
Okay.
And I have this joke about my dad where I say, I talk about my son, and I say, the reason why I'm still bartending is because of my son, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to be there for him every day of his life till he's 12, then I'm gone. Because I compare it to my dad and shit.
Right, right.
And I told that joke, and everybody's like, oh, because they know the fucking whole story about
sure.
my mom cheating on him and all that fucking shit.
I got you. Like,
I lost everybody, but I didn't care. I was fucking hammered. I was the first one at that fucking thing to open a beer. It was...
That's all right. I mean, yeah. Well, yeah. Time is time.
Well, it's in New York. I'm the only one representing Wisconsin, so I'm gonna get blitzed.
That's true.
And I did. I did great. I got drunk as shit, and then I got drunk with my Uncle Bob, and he fell down. He's fine.
He recovered. Yeah. Like, there wasn't anything.
It was serious at the time, though. Everybody was scared and shit. But he's fine.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah. Like, it wasn't just a. Whoops-a-daisy, this was...
No, he hit his head. And,
oh, man, shit.
They had to haul him off in an ambulance and shit. It was
a wild
fucking family reunion.
I like where that whole family reunion's going, though. If somebody gets carted off in a paddy wagon, that's not a bad day. Well, we did it right.
And there was almost a fight. It was...
Now, that sounds pretty typical.
Yeah. I've only gone to my family reunions.
Sure.
So I don't know if every family reunion is just a shit show of drunks and fights. And
I was at...
We had karaoke. It was...
Oh, interesting. Oh. So from my experience, the family reunions I've been to with my family have been very tame. But the ones I've attended that are other families, like, oh, just pop in, we're all getting together. It's usually a shit show.
Oh.
It's usually a mess. But, yeah, my family's pretty tame, quite frankly. So
on my mom's side of the family, like, I went, from the time I was a little kid, they've been a shit show. Like,
just like a continuous operating Jerry Springer
I got,
show.
Yeah. We had one down south Wisconsin somewhere. I don't remember where. I think Iola or some shit. But I was up in a tree fort with my cousin Nate. And we were going to go down and go play somewhere. And apparently I was taking too fucking long to go down the ladder because he pushed me out of the goddamn tree fort. And I landed on my head and got knocked the fuck out.
No shit.
And then he took off running into the woods. And there was a search party looking for him for like 5 goddamn hours. It was entire family reunion switched from a family reunion to a search party.
I was going
to
say... Something on Unsolved Mysteries, like just. What did they know? Did they know where you were? Did they find you clocked out on the fucking bottom?
Yeah, because like
fork?
all of the kid cousins around our age were right there. Like his brother, my sister, all of them. Like
okay,
amazing.
That's fucking great. You get shoved out, and then there's a search party for this prick. But I don't know. This is your cousin. Maybe he's a nice guy. I don't know.
That was my second major head injury. So
okay,
cool. Yeah.
What was the first?
I fall out of trees a lot.
Okay,
I used to.
So it's a trend.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I used to be like an active kid and go and climb trees and shit. I was slow.
Yeah.
Like I was never the one leading the pack, but I was always
sure
out in the woods playing. We had a swamp by our house.
Okay.
And I would come in soaking wet with the little green fucking algae all over me all the time.
I had the same thing. Yeah.
Don't go swimming in that swamp. Okay.
What? I told you not to. I fell in.
A lot of times that was true, though.
Like, right. Yeah. Right.
I was jumping from log to log, trying to stay dry. One thing led to another.
Those logs aren't OSHA approved, you know, Ma? I mean,
like, slippery bastards. Get me better shoes. That's on you,
there
Ma.
There you go. Yeah. Give me some good log rolling shoes.
Quit getting my goddamn shoes at Goodwill.
You can't roll logs with these sacks of shit. Look at these. That's fucking great. So when was the other time? You fell out of a tree?
Yeah.
The first time you fell out of a tree?
Yeah, same time as my sister. But my sister got attacked by bees. Not when I was little, I got attacked by bees. But this time, my sister got attacked by bees. And we were both in the same tree. And, like, she got stung a bunch. But, I fight or flight, I dove. I fucking dove out of the tree.
Kamikaze, just get the fuck out. Just
and the bees tore her ass up.
God.
I was fine other than, like, the bleeding face, but...
Oh, Jesus. So you went, you did like the face plant then off the fucking tree.
Right, side of my face, so it wasn't like nose first, but yeah.
Yeah.
Neat.
How old were you then, do you think?
7.
Okay, that's a good falling age, though. I mean, if you're gonna take a digger, have it be at 7. I still have the scar yet. It's like 28 stitches. I was a junior in high school. It was homecoming parade, and the town I grew up in, you can't have live people on a float anymore because of the incident I had. The guy ahead of us was, like, giving us the shit, and I was on the wrestling team, so the wrestling team had a float for the parade, and it was, like, this makeshift, it was high school wrestling, so it was legit wrestling, but we made, like, a WWF ring, and there was a couple of us just standing in it. Well, what went around it was really nothing more than just, like, baler twine. You know, it wasn't, like, a decent rope. So the driver had to stop because of this guy ahead of us. I flew forward, and I hit the bumper of, like, this GMC Big Ten pickup, and my head hit. I was like, oh, man, that's going to hurt. And I just kind of turned to the crowd, and I heard, like, women and children screaming. And I suddenly then couldn't see out of my left eye, and it's just pouring, gushing blood. And everybody is freaking the fuck out. And then, you know, this is before cell phones. People are knocking on doors, calling ambulance. And, yeah, I got sent to the hospital. And then, it was quite a scene. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that homecoming in 91 was an interesting time. Yeah. So now, to this day, within that nice, fair little city, students aren't allowed on any homecoming floats.
Way to hold your balance.
Damn right, yeah. Needless to say, I wasn't a good wrestler, but
oh man, I had a real bad head injury when I was 16. Though I got into a car accident.
Really?
My mom was driving. I died. Like, the fun part is I pooped and peed on my head.
What? Okay.
All right, so...
This sounds completely tragic, so I shouldn't be laughing, but...
Right, yeah, it was, like, it was touch and go. I they didn't know if I was ever going to walk again. It was,
really?
Yeah, I still have a missing bone. It's fun.
Oh, it sounds like a hoot, Sean.
No, it was April 2nd, 2002. There was a real bad fucking snowstorm up north.
Okay, yeah.
And I was... I had a cardiology appointment because my heart's dying. People that know me know that. I had a doctor's appointment in Wausau, and I lived way the fuck up north, and we were going to go through Tomahawk, and it was snowing like a motherfucker. And then on our way down, my mom's like, you don't know where we're going, but we've done it 30 fucking times. But my mom makes me go into a gas station and get a map. I go in, I get a map, I come out, I don't put my seatbelt back on.
Oh, and, shit.
We start heading down the highway, and the van spun out backwards and started going on the opposite side of the road. It was a white Dodge Caravan.
Okay, yeah.
And it started going down the opposite side of the road backwards, and we got smucked from behind.
What?
From a car. Like, it was like a head-on collision, but because, you know, with that kind of impact.
And right,
right.
It
flew from the front passenger seat into in between the two back seats of the van.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And the backs of my legs were sitting up on my shoulders. I was bent backwards. Like,
really?
Folded in half, and, like, I shit and pissed on my head.
Okay. Well, holy shit.
And then my mom was a EMT, or what, a first responder.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said I was dead. Like, she had her seatbelt on, so she bruised her arm up pretty good, and that was it. But she was all crying and whatnot. And they took her to Tomahawk Hospital, and they fucking... They drove me to Rhinelander Hospital, and they were going to airlift me to the Wausau Hospital, but they couldn't because it was snowing so bad, so they just drove me in an ambulance, and that's when I finally woke up.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Tomahawk to Rhinelander, and then from Rhinelander to Wausau, I woke up.
Holy shit. Fucking A. So, and when you woke up, what I guess first thing I'm thinking of, are you aware of what happened? Was there a blackout there where you don't remember anything?
This is fucked up. Like, my mom, the last thing I remember before waking up in the ambulance is my mom screaming, "We're gonna die!" And then...
Which was
like,
gonna
I
happen.
Felt the van spin, my mom screamed, then I wake up in the back of an ambulance.
No shit.
And it fucking hurt. Like,
oh.
Yeah, it's a bad day.
No kidding, right? God.
And I'm like, hello? And the guy was like freaked out. He's like, hello? Hello? Do you know where you are? I'm like, pretty sure I'm in an ambulance.
Yeah.
He's like, do you know what happened? Car accident. Can I have something? This hurts. And he's all like, we can't give you anything. You'll fall asleep. And I'm like, I'm okay with that.
And you're right, but
you're right.
They don't want you to do that. So, right.
So, yeah. And then they brought me to Wausau, and I broke 8 bones in my back and 2 in my neck. It was...
No shit?
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
One was completely shattered, and, like, my back's still fucked. Like, if you look, like, my back's, like, got a crease in it.
Okay. Huh.
It's fun.
Do you still have, like, residual pain from it all?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No shit.
That's a big part of why I don't like to work, but, I mean, not all of it. I just don't like to.
Well, no, but no, I hear you there. But I suppose with more activity, specifically, you know, bending or reaching or what have you, there's probably added pain that comes to it.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Fucking A. I didn't know any of that. That's interesting shit.
Yeah.
So you were 16, you said?
Yeah, just about to turn 17.
Holy hell. So did you ever make the cardiologist appointment, I guess?
No. She came and saw me after.
Yeah.
Her name was Dr. Finta. She was cool.
That's cool.
But that was like 3 weeks after I got back from Disney World from the Make-A-Wish Foundation because of my heart.
No shit.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Holy shit.
And I got off I ended up graduating through a... HSED program through the on a computer.
Sure. Yeah.
I was like one of the first kids in Wisconsin to graduate via internet.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I'll be damned.
Because I missed so much school because I was learning to walk.
Getting at next. Was that a thing? I mean, like, you had to relearn to walk, or it was just difficult?
Basically, yeah. Like, I couldn't walk by myself for a long time. Like, I had to have a walker and shit.
Really? Are we talking, like, months? Was it years? Was it?
It was a few weeks.
Okay.
With the walker. But then I couldn't walk very far at all. And then I couldn't walk upstairs and shit. And I was in a back brace and a neck brace for a few months, like 5 months.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And one time... Okay, so my mom got a hospital bed for the inside of the house.
Sure.
Whatever. And it was set up in the living room so that, like, I could be taken care of and shit.
Okay.
And to get out of bed, and it was an old-fashioned hand crank fucking hospital bed.
Okay.
So to get out of bed, somebody had to crank me up so I could put my back brace on so I could kick my legs off the bed and get up and go take a piss.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my sister was watching me, and I had to take a piss, and she was playing fucking solitaire. And we didn't have internet. Nothing. It was just, all she had to do was fucking pause it.
Right.
And I'm like, I gotta pee. And she's all like, hold on. No.
It's a desktop game.
I don't come up with this like, I kind of gotta pee. It's a bitch to get the fuck out of bed.
Right.
I have to pee now.
And it's a bodily function. Right. So, yeah, and you need assistance with getting up.
Hold on. She didn't let me get up until I fucking cried. Like, cried tears.
Jesus
now,
Christ.
Now, it sounds mean, because it is, and she's a bitch. But...
Damn right.
But I wasn't, like, the best brother in the world to her.
Okay, like, well, besides the point, I don't know. You're laying in a bed, you need help, for Christ's sake.
That was mean. Like, I look back on that a lot, and I think, man, it's a good thing your kids are brats.
There's a karma thing. That's nice.
She's on her fifth kid right now. She just had her fifth one.
Okay. All right.
And she, the guy she lives with has three of his own, and it's like, it is a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's, well, you've, between with mom and dad, that's one side of a baseball team. That'll do it.
That's, yeah. What do you
with a DH? So
yeah. They could American League it.
Right. They could. It's a very AL household. That's holy shit.
I was talking to my sister, and she said she wants to have another one, and I told her she was an idiot, and like her kids are taken care of, whatever. Like, right. That's your business, but why do you want that in your life?
Yeah.
Kids are horrible people.
At a certain age, it's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work from the jump. I mean, it sucks in the beginning worse than anything. They just shit and piss and eat and fart and burp and puke. Yeah. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my kid, but there's one.
There's one.
And that's all there's ever going to be, is that one.
Yeah. I gotcha. Huh. Yeah, I've got two. You know, my lady friend, she's got three. But two of them, her two oldest, they're one's about to graduate high school. But her oldest is a sophomore in college. So, I mean, completely self-sufficient. Don't need any assistance whatsoever outside of, you know, can you assist me with walking through this financial aid packet, you know, what have you. But, you know, nobody needs, you know, a bowl of cereal poured for them or, you know, help taking a piss. It's they're self-sufficient. So my point is your son, was he seven?
Yeah. Well, no, he's eight.
He's eight. Okay. He's like eight from here on out, man. It's going to be a hell of a lot easier. A lot easier. I mean, because you've crescendoed now to where really the worst is behind you outside of then. Like a driver's license shit. That stuff is, that's mind-wrecking because you're concerned about them. That's pretty much it. So
I don't think I'm going to be.
No.
Like, not in the sense that I don't care about my kids. It's like he's so afraid of everything. Like,
gotcha.
He won't ride a bike, nothing.
Really?
Yeah, he won't.
Huh.
He won't go on the tallest slide at Riverside Park. Like he's afraid of stuff.
Okay. Huh.
That's going to be really nice when he doesn't.
When he wants to. I don't want to drive. Nope, don't want to. Just don't. Nope. Looks scary. You tell him that piss and shit on your face story, and he's going, no, I don't want to do that.
What was that video they used to show the kids where, like, before they started driving, where everybody would die in the car?
Oh, there was a number of them. Oh, Blood on the Highway.
Blood on the Highway.
Yeah.
I'll show them that shit.
Show them that.
And I'm not driving.
That's great. Blood on the Highway also is like, it's kind of the reefer madness of driving movies because
that happens only very rarely. Now, there are very bad things that can happen, but the whole everyone dying and all the blood, that
Chris, if you're shit on my head.
All right, touche. All right, it's bad.
Bad things happen.
Behind the wheel. That's right. There was another one. I think it was like terror behind the wheel. Something like that. But blood on the highway, I think that's the most popular that people think of.
Now, you would think, like, after that happened to me in the snow, that I would be, like, a safe driver and shit.
No.
And then my sister got this Chevy Cavalier Rally Sport.
Okay.
And she used to let me take it every now and again.
All right.
And she let me take it to go pick up a friend of mine from another town and bring him back so we could have a little party and whatnot.
Sure.
I was like 17. This is after the whole car accident and peeing my pants and all that shit. But it was a wintry day, and there was ice all over the place. And I took the car through a graveyard.
I guess. Oh, really? Like a cemetery and shit?
Yeah, there we go. Cemetery. Okay, that's the word. It's 4:20. Get off my nuts.
True.
Wait. Oh, we missed it.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I wasn't looking at the time. Oh.
It's not important. Whatever. But I was bombing around, like, slip sliding and shit, and I fucking slammed it into a snowbank, and not even thinking, jumped out of the car.
Just like bailed?
Well, to see how buried I was, you know.
Just okay, to, like, I got you. Okay.
Jumped out of the car, shut the door, door's locked, car's running.
Oh,
buried
Jesus.
In a fucking snowbank.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I got two buddies that were with me, they jumped out too, and it was just dumb. And so I sent the one guy, because I'm not walking,
right. to
find somebody to help, and this guy comes back, and he pops the lock off the trunk with a fucking hammer and a chiseled fucking my buddy crawls in through the back and puts it in neutral, and the guy wraps a fucking chain around the fucking axle, the rear axle.
Okay, yeah.
Rips the fucking brake line.
Oh, Jesus. This is going from bad to worse.
Yeah. No, this isn't. No, that sucked. Like, she was mad.
Sure.
And now her trunk is being held down with bungee cords.
Okay.
And I take her car again a few weeks later.
I sense a trend.
And this was after my graduation party, so I had a lot of money to burn. And
oh, yes. Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
And I went to this party and got all fucked up drunk, and then there was these two guys there that said they could get me weed if I got them a ride to Watertown. And we're in Crandon.
Yeah, I was going to say Watertown. That's a fucking hike.
Yeah, that's 4 hours one way.
Right, yeah. that's a day. That's an entire day.
So
trip.
I was like, I'll drive you. And I'm drunk as fuck. And sure. I throw a fucking 18-pack of beer in the trunk of this car because, you know,
that's
I make
what
good
do.
Decisions. And and I'm 18. Like, this is none of this is supposed to work out. We're driving down the road. I get the urge to get a beer and take a piss. And I pull over to the side of the road, and I start pissing. And I pull up on the trunk to get another beer, and the bungee cord comes fucking unhooked from underneath and swings around and swings up and breaks out the back fucking window.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. So I decided we're not going to Watertown anymore.
Change of plans, fellas.
I'm going home.
Right.
didn't change anything about the rest of, like, I rehooked it. I kept drinking the beer. Just turned around and, like,
yeah, which
that was the best decision I made, and it was still a horrible decision.
True.
And so we headed back to town, and my sister called me, and, like, this is like, I don't know, fucking 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm hammered drunk. I'm driving her car. And I had a cell phone at the time because I just graduated.
Oh, of course, right. You gotta treat yourself.
And she's like, "Where the fuck is my car?" And I'm like, "How much do you want for it?" And she goes, "What did you do?"
Nothing.
I just like it.
I'm just getting used to it.
I just like it.
Right.
So I show up and the window's broke. I'm like, you can't hide that.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't just buff out.
And she goes, "I thought you said you didn't do anything." Like, it happened right after I hung up with you. It fuck it. We hit a bump. It came on hooks. I don't know if I ever told her the real story.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if her listening to this is going to be her being like, this motherfucker talking shit about my kids.
And my car.
She ain't calling me on my birthday, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you're not. Is she older than you?
Yeah.
That's what I dead gathered with the trying to help you get out of bed thing. God. Jesus. That's good shit. So did you have to get the window repaired, is my guess?
No, she ended up giving that car to one of her friends. Like, I offered to buy it.
I was just going to say, you offered to buy it.
No. And you know what? She got the car for free from my dad.
Ah, okay.
Well, she got, like, seven of them. Like, she just fucked. She fucked vehicles up. She ran. She had a purple van that caught on fire. She had a red pickup truck that she ran the oil dry out of.
That's good.
And, like, yeah. I was riding with her when that happened. I had no, like, she's 16. I'm fucking 14.
And okay.
I don't know shit about cars. I still don't know shit about cars. I don't. But it kept heating up, and she's all like, "I don't know what's wrong with it." I was like, "Put some water in it."
Put some water in it.
And then, seized right up.
That happened with me with a lawnmower, where I'd used someone's lawnmower, and it, yeah, like the head just cracked. Like the piston went through the fucking side. It was just so hot that, yeah, the. It's just a little, whatever, it's a Briggs & Stratton, whatever, and yeah, the casing cracked off, and had I been standing next to it, these shards of metal would have likely, I was wearing a shorts cutting grass, I mean, it would have likely hit my leg and probably done some damage, but.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing like a seized engine, though, like in a car, but, yeah, son of a bitch. Huh. So should we get started?
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. That's awesome. So the stand-up, you've had some good shit happen these days.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's fantastic.
I just got asked to host one of the shows for TJ Miller, too. So
that is awesome. Yeah,
pretty jazzed about that.
Fucking A, that's great. Yeah. Yes. There's that. Now, come on. Now you open for Doug Stanhope, which is pretty huge.
Yeah, that was the best day ever.
Yeah. Well, then you headlined, what was it, 3 sold-out shows?
Yeah, Skyline? I guess I should be happier about that.
I would.
But I opened for fucking Doug Stanhope.
Correct. Like, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I sold out 3 shows. And
but I opened for Stanhope.
I got a standing ovation at the last one.
Big, yeah.
Big deal. I opened for fucking Doug Stanhope.
That's humble right there. That's all that.
That was a good time. And then, like, he's the coolest fucking guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I talked to him after the show, and I met him years ago in Madison. He's an approachable cat. I mean, like, you can like shoot the shit and have a drink with him.
I don't think we should say that. Like, if people like, oh well, fuck, I'll go right up to him now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Doug Stanhope doesn't like you.
He doesn't. He really doesn't want to talk to you at all.
I don't know. He's really super nice guy. Fucking
yeah.
He bought my drinks all night and gave me.
Jesus.
Gave me pointers, told me stories about fucking working with, like, the greatest comics you could think of.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, awesome. Any comic that you could think of that, like, any comic you could think of, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's a real nice guy, or, oh, no, you don't want to talk to him.
That's what's so interesting is getting that insight from somebody who's, you know, not having to name drop, but that will say,
oh, yeah, like, speaking of assholes, there's this one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, speaking of people that'll, you know, probably give you the shirt off their back, there's this one. That's just neat to hear. So it, you certainly keep that in your mind as to,
but I mean,
what comes due. Yeah.
I've been very fortunate. Like, I worked with some fucking great comics, Eddie Ift and fucking Daryl Lennox.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
Rob Little. And Merrifield, like, I hang out with him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's fucking amazing.
Like, yeah, he really truly is. Yeah. Yeah, I can't say enough about the guy. He's always been helpful, which is awesome.
This is like the only podcast I've done other than his.
That's right. That's right.
Which is just
singing random songs. But you're a podcast veteran, though. You're a podcast veteran.
I am?
Yeah.
How?
You've done one before.
Oh. Have you listened to Choke Up on the Mic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not set up like a fucking podcast. We just play some songs and sing along. And
there was one where, and you've got a pretty good, you got some pretty good pipes. You got a pretty good voice. There was one where it was a song I think you had written or you were working on, and Hartman played a couple of chords, and you went through like a couple of lyrics you had written, and you got a pretty good voice. I remember laughing pretty well at the lyrics as well, and it's slipping me what it was actually about. But
Let Me Put It in Her Butt? Because
that might be it. I'm not sure.
That's a song I was working on for a while, and like I don't want to be like a guitar comic. And like if you are, I don't care. Whatever, do whatever you want to do. But yeah.
That's not your thing.
Carry something extra.
Right. I got to carry a drink up there and hold a mic. That's enough.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I'm sick of it.
No shit. I don't like to work, so, you know. Now, that is the one work, though. The stand-up, that's the one work. I don't ever mind. I'll never turn that shit down. Right. It's just so much fun. And then even like, well, as an example, like last night, I was at the Green Room, and I had a set. And Tracy Schrader was there, so we just keep name dropping. But Tracy was there, and she said, and actually Willett was there as well. And he said that was really good. And I know I recorded it, and I knew I was going to hate it, and I did. I hated it. For me, it was just how I delivered everything. I got laughs, which is great, but I didn't like it.
Well, fucking don't do it then.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, so I'm just gonna pack it in. So that's it.
I did it. I'll tell you about it, but you can't ever know about it.
Yeah, that'd be something. I know, kids, that's it. You can listen to it, but that's it.
You ever get Willett in here on this?
But I want to get him back because he and I, that sounds like he and I had a falling out. No, we didn't. It was just, it was probably like the first year that I was doing the podcast. So I was... I guess I wasn't as... I'm better now, just like anything. I mean, the more you do something, you know, whether it's a particular project, you practice guitar, you work on you know, setup and delivery of having a conversation, shit like that. He and I now have a lot more to talk about versus you know, several years ago. So I want to get him back. I want to get Sitar back. Actually, with Sitar, that was fun. We just shot the shit, so that was fun. But, yeah, so there's a lot of people now that I want to either have back or have on that I haven't been able to hear for you know, for some time, but now it's now the planets are aligning again, which is good. So, yeah,
that's sweet.
Yeah, we've got a show tonight. We're in Stevens Point tonight. Sean and I, as well as
Jake Shane,
Nathan Metz is just going to do a quick set, and Brooke Whitehead and
Rush.
Yeah, from Madison.
Rory Rush,
yeah. That should be a hoot.
Yeah.
Have you been to this place before?
No.
I haven't either. I know where it is. I've driven by it.
I've never been to Stevens Point.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe passed through it, but I've
that'd
never.
Be, like, for real. Like, Stevens Point, the university's homecoming, that's a party.
Well, last time I did a college town, I got booed off stage. That was...
What college?
One up in Michigan, Marquette, NMU.
At Ordoc?
Yeah. No, I didn't get booed off stage at Ordoc. Here's, like, I did great at Ordoc.
Wasn't this, like, another second show or something that they did?
Yeah, there's an open mic down the road afterwards. And I was like, I did fucking great. And I'm all like,
I got this information like hearsay. I want to say it was like from Willard or Sitar, but okay, tell me, because I was interested. How the fuck did this happen?
Okay, so I was on a big old high. Like I crushed at fucking Ordok. It was great. I felt great.
And that place is awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Fucking awesome crowd. Awesome people.
Yeah.
Then I went down the road to do this open mic just to fuck around. And I got up and I was going to do this joke that I do about handicapped people, kind of. Not kind of. It's about handicapped people.
Yeah.
And it starts, I don't have any severely handicapped friends, and it's mostly because I live up two flights of stairs. And, like, that's not even the offensive part. Like, it gets so much worse than that. And this guy just starts losing his mind right up front. And he's like, boo! Boo! Handicapped people are not a punchline! Boo! Boo! Screaming at me. Wouldn't fucking let up at all. I was like, what's your name, man? He's like, it doesn't matter! Boo! Couldn't even talk.
Really?
I'm like, that's not the punchline. What the fuck?
Right.
It just makes me sad.
I can tell. I get that. So were you able to finish the joke? Did you plow through it?
Well, yeah. I finished the joke. Then I got off stage and I got in his face, and like I was gonna hit him, and everybody had their phones out. And like that's a double edged sword, because like if I had punched the guy, I could have gone viral. Maybe who knows?
Right.
But
you could have went to jail.
Well, that's inevitable. That would have happened. That guy's a pussy. He's gonna call the cops.
Sure.
But like. I could have gone viral, and that's, like, good and bad.
Right.
Because, like, number one, popularity. Like, people are going to know me, fucking A. But then, like, club bookers would be like, he punches the audience.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So then, yeah, so that's where I was.
Damn. So that, that had to suck, because.
No, that guy sucked.
Yeah. I just thinking, like, mentality-wise. You're just coming off a huge high of having a great show.
Right.
And this fucking guy has to mess it up.
I ruined that chunk of the night. Like, that's fine. Whatever. Whatever. But when you do the Ordok, they fucking put you up at the fucking sweetest fucking place I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's a, awesome. It's a Ramada, isn't it?
No. Maybe when you did, but they put me at a... what do you call that? Airbnb.
Oh, Airbnb. Yeah.
It was just some house in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not from the woods, it might be scary to you because it's way down a goddamn dirt road and there's like...
Oh, somebody told me that too, yeah, because I was there, it's just over a year ago now. It was a Ramada. I was like, this is all right. I mean, you can walk right to the Ordok. It was awesome. So.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was out of town fucking... Middle of nowhere, but it's so nice. And there was like fruit.
Fruit in the woods.
And it was great.
That's awesome. Let's kick ass. Huh.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
We should probably at least storyboard what we're going to actually talk about. Put together a list. You know, handicapped people, that was a topic, but I mean,
yeah, I'm not gonna give the punchline on
no, your absolutely mind. Not. No, I'm with you.
I don't want letters.
All of a sudden you just start getting mail. I'm writing a letter. this piece of public forum bothers me. Fucking Christ. Well, no, we got a show tonight, so
yeah,
that'll be interesting. What else you got coming up? Actually, you got the TJ Miller.
Yeah, well, I got a show on the 26th at Stone Toad with fucking Rob Brackenridge, Tyler Sitar, and Greg Willett.
Yeah, right on. Yeah,
that's gonna be a good fucking show.
That's gonna be great. That is a Stone Toad Grill and Bar in Menasha, Wisconsin.
Right,
which is fantastic. Yeah, nice joint.
Yeah,
beautiful place. Yeah,
and then. The following Thursday, the late show, I'll be opening for TJ Miller.
Okay, cool.
And then the following Friday, I'll be hosting, and I don't remember why. Oh, well, the
Skyline.
Yeah. But like the new ownership, everybody's starting yep. at the bottom again. Like, yeah,
I'm doing the 10th, Thursday show.
Yeah, I'm doing the 11th, so it's...
Yeah.
Everybody's starting at the bottom. As a headliner, I sold out 3 shows, got... whatever.
I think part of it is they haven't seen us live.
You know? Yeah, that's fine. So, like, I'm just, cool with it. Right. I was just being a cunt.
It wasn't, you weren't severe cunty. It was just
right.
You were calmly cunty.
Don't they realize who I am?
You should have.
What the fuck?
You should have punched that handicap dude. You see what I can do?
Chris.
Was he actually handicapped? I guess I didn't ask that.
Yeah. The guy at the show?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't fucking handicapped. He was just a prick.
Oh, so
social justice warrior. He had the shitty fucking scraggly fucking beard and the goddamn ponytail going on.
Okay.
So his girlfriend had aquamarine lipstick on. And
a My Little Pony purse or some shit. And
I'm an individual dressing up like everybody else.
Right.
Fucking.
Yeah. That's sickening.
Whatever.
That's enough. That's enough of that. Well, you know, plug your shit. Let's, and then we'll check out
It Tastes Fine on...
Absolutely.
On YouTube.
Yeah, actually, you've got some really good recipes, man. Those are actually good shit. It's good stuff.
3 of them.
That's awesome. Well, hey.
I have another one recorded. That's as far as I got.
Okay. I love honesty. That's cool.
I gotta get a fucking MacBook or some shit so I can actually edit shit and like,
yeah,
it's just doing work. It's just
it's work, man. I just no, I know.
I'm fundamentally opposed to it.
I understand. There are certain things I am the same. If it comes to like major house renovations, as we mentioned at some point, I want to avoid that at all costs. I just don't want to. I'd much rather like be shooting baskets with my kids, something. I'd rather be outdoors cutting wood. I would do that. I like that, actually. It's very
really?
Soothing. Yeah. Yeah. You get a chainsaw and just wood, and you're piecing this all up, and I don't know, it's very relaxing for me. It's a lot of work, but it's like a cardio zen. I don't know.
I like being outside, like if there's a chair out there.
me too. I mean, I'm a big outdoorsy guy. I like chairs. I like a cooler nearby.
And not one I gotta make. I mean,
yeah. How do I do it? Is there a hammer? That's all right. These are too many tools. This has gone too far. Well, where can people find you on Twitter? It's I don't recall.
Burnt Chili 420.
Nice. Okay. And
that was a Twitter handle like before I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a comedian. No, it was like,
yeah, you just,
I like pot
and chili.
That nickname has nothing to do with food.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's quite simply, it's the smell of butt sex.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
where
that nickname came from.
I gotcha. All right. Anything else?
I don't know. Fucking.
We should probably hit record.
I'm on Instagram.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got the Instagram.
SeanPatrick.more.
Okay.
Pretty simple stuff.
That's a good view.
I'm on Reddit, I think.
Oh, that's one thing I have not tackled. I've looked at Reddit, but I haven't. I'm not actively pursuing
5EANM00RE.
Holy shit, okay.
Oh no, Patrick's in there too. Fuck it. Don't follow me on Reddit.
It's something like that, but it's cool.
Just don't. You don't want to. And I'm on Facebook. That's the one I go to post stuff. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The other ones I have to look at creepy shit and whatnot.
check out weird shit. Yeah. Well, let's hit record.
All right.
And we'll do our show.
All right.
All right.
Hey there, this is Moidel Harrison. You're listening to You Don't Say. Also, check out my book, Just Because I'm Ugly Don't Mean I Don't Get Horny.
Hey, Ma, what's with the wash machine?
Listen, I told you. I've been watching my stories on it.